used to be.
93.7 The River, classic rock redefined. Then goes STP, Dog and Joe Show on a Tuesday. You're out and about, I don't know, Friday night. You're at the Sizzler. You're, I don't know, out at the roller rink. You're at the bowling alley. You're at the mall. You're in line somewhere buying groceries. That's what we'll go with.
All right.
There's a bunch of people. They're congregated around. They're just talking. They don't even care that you're there. And they say a word. And you hear this word. And you're like, ugh, I hate that word. And it's not a normally or naturally profane or obscene word. It's just a word that you cannot stand. Any words come to mind? Just a word that you just hate hearing. Either the way the syllables roll off, the way people say it, maybe it's what it means, or if it conjures up a thought. Can you think of a word, you hear it, and you're like, ugh, gives you the willies. Dana, is there a word that you don't like hearing, or a word that grosses you out, or that you find offensive, even though it's not a vulgar word?
If I had more time to think, I would come up with a better list, but the first one that comes to mind is moist.
Don't pull the typical chick moist word.
Don't like that word. That word.
Well, we learned here that some of them don't. Yeah. Some girls don't hate that word, remember?
Yeah.
I'm not one of those girls.
Quite a few women here, they didn't even know what it meant until we came in the building.
Oh, they didn't know what moist meant.
Yeah, yeah. They really didn't have it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. They're like, wow, since Doug and Joe
showed up. Do we need to call Karen?
No, but I feel I should take a second and just say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Karen works in HR, by the way.
Yeah.
Karen, I think, one of the women that really didn't understand the definition until the Doug and Joe show got here.
Karen, a former Marine, he's going to be taken out with a pocket comb when we get off the air today.
That is a true story.
Yeah.
Any other words? And I know, Dana, you're under the weather today. You're having a tough time. You got a cold. But really, you hear, like okay, you're in line. You're at the Raley's. And you see two moms in there. They're with their kids. And you walk by the cake aisle. And they're in there. Bless you, Dana.
The cake aisle.
You walk through the cake aisle. You got your basket. And you hear the women. They're in there going, oh, my God, Jenny, which cake do you think is most moist? And you hear that and you're like, oh, gross. Is that what you think?
No, it's more so, this is the thing. Moist is like a double, I don't know what you call it, but I don't care if you call a cake moist, but I don't want to hear anything else described as moist.
Okay, like this. You go into, say, a Tom McCann. Dana has no idea.
Tom McCann, please use a reference that I understand.
Is that a shoe store?
Yeah. You go into a Payless shoe source.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, you're in there, you're trying on shoes.
Way to be hip.
And the woman next to you, she's like, oh, I'm having a tough time sliding my moist foot into
this. Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's exactly what I thought of when you said moist. And she said, like, when people talk about socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, my socks that's are a little disgusting. Moist.
Yeah, I can't pull my sock off. Ooh. It seems to be stuck to my foot because my toes are all moist. That's
gross.
No good.
Absolutely disgusting.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with the word. It's just the mental image.
The context.
I think it's the context.
Okay. 766-9370. What word out there that isn't vulgar that you just hate hearing? Joe, do you have any? Any words that you hate hearing?
No, I mean, like racial words, you know?
No, I mean, these are words that shouldn't be offensive, but you hear them and you're like, ugh.
Not really. I don't get bothered by too much. I try to hear some new words that I don't use a lot and then introduce them into my vocabulary.
And then use them wrongly.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this? The Queen. Dana, you love the Queen, Queen of England. She has a word that she finds so offensive, she calls it vulgar. And the word is simple. Do you have any ideas what the word is? The Queen hates this word. It appalls her. And it's such a safe, normal, natural word.
Is it an English word, or is it one of our words? Because they speak a little different over there. Because see,
this is both. This is from there and here.
Is it dodgy?
No, it's nothing that weird. Dana, you've been this. You have been this.
I have been this.
Yes, my wife has been this.
A mother?
Joe, your ex-wife has been this.
A woman?
Is your wife, the ex-wife, no longer a woman?
Well, I don't know. She said mother, woman, a girl.
Pregnant. Queen Elizabeth hates the word pregnant.
It's kind of a weird word.
What do you call it?
I don't. Yeah, but it's not disgusting in any way.
Well, I think it's a badge of honor to say pregnant.
For sure.
Because a woman's body's a human transformer. That's a cool thing.
I mean, what would you call it? Is it a hump bump? Is it a baby bulge?
You don't call it a hump bump. Don't say that again.
Okay, but what?
That's awful.
Pregnant is what it is. If there's a baby inside you, you're pregnant. You could have a pregnant water hose. You could have anything that's a snake after eating a mouse could be pregnant. See,
by definitory dictionary, or by dictionary definition, absolutely.
Well, more times than not, we use pregnant to say that you're carrying a baby, but something could be impregnated or large because it has a bump, like you're trying to suck a Skittle through a straw.
My stomach used to look pregnant.
Yes, exactly. I don't think there's anything wrong with that word. The Queen absolutely hates it, though. She says it's vulgar. She will not use it. She hates to hear other people use it. And I was like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Why? I don't get it. Why would she choose that one?
I don't get it either. So you're saying no to the hump bump.
No, don't say that again. Hard pass. There's women driving to work right now pregnant. They don't want to call it a hump bump.
What did you say, Dana?
I said hard pass.
Okay. You don't like that one. What about a baby bulge?
A bulge.
Okay, a bulge.
A bulge is something that men have.
Okay, what about a kid gut?
A kid
no,
gut.
No, a woman absolutely does not want you to say anything about a gut on them.
Okay. You say it's a baby belly.
What about a baby belly?
Baby belly is totally acceptable.
That's fine. Okay, guys have beer bellies, ladies can have baby bellies.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Still, I'm going to sell this hump bump all day.
No,
you're not buying it, though.
No.
Okay.
No.
766-9370. Heath, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Hey, hands-free today.
Oh, there he is.
Yes, you are, man.
Spit it out.
Woo! Right on. Hey, guys, listen, I can't stand it when people pronounce the G in ING. Anything that has the ING sound, I can't stand it when they say sting. If the G comes out, you're not supposed to. It's not supposed to have the G sound at the end of ING.
Okay, so you don't like someone to say hanging. You like to say hanging.
Or not hang. No, you said it right. Not hanging. Hanging is fine, but if they say hanging,
hanging.
Adding a G.
It's I can't stand it, man.
Okay.
You'll hear something. You like hear news people do it sometimes.
Over enunciate.
They over enunciate.
He was hanging.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So they're adding letters. No, that doesn't. Okay. I guess that counts. That's more just poor diction and poor not vocab, but enunciation is what it is. Welcome, Cheryl. Hi.
Hi.
We're going to start doing that to all our listeners' names. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello there.
I pronounced the last.
Yeah. Good morning, Cheryl.
Yes, I hate the term old lady. Get my old lady over here.
You know what?
I don't like that either, really.
I've never been a fan of that. Like, I hear it, and it's just, it's in one, it's out the other. It seems like an older term. Like, I remember my dad, I would hear him say it, or his friends.
You would? My dad's never said that.
It sounds like, it was kind of like cool car, liquor store hanging out lingo back in the 60s, me and my old lady. You know, and then I think in the 80s, I had some older buddies, and they used to always say, me and my wench, or me and my ball and chain. And it didn't offend me, I always just thought it didn't paint them in a good light. Like, when I heard it, I was like, whatever. It didn't bother me.
Makes me always seem like they're not happy with their choice. My old lady, ball and chain. I mean, if you're going to refer to your loving
wife. Yeah, but how many times have you been out at a bar and the guy goes, hey, let me call my beautiful bouncing bride.
Call my wife, call my woman, call my lady.
Let me call my love partner. Let me call the woman that has a hump bump. I mean, people don't usually talk like that.
No one says that. Let me call my woman that has the hump bump.
I'm working that one hard today. Scott, good morning.
Hey, yeah, my sister-in-law hates it when I use the word sack.
Sack.
Listen to him laughing.
So if he's getting a hoot out of that. So if you go to the grocery store, and you tell your sister, hey, I just got back from the store, I have to unload all my sacks. Does she get upset by that?
Oh, dude, she can't stand it. And if I see it printed, I'll take a picture and I'll text it to her. I'm like, see, it's a natural word. People use it, you know?
She doesn't? Okay. She doesn't like sack. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
So you guys thought about what the Queen would like it to be called instead of pregnant?
It doesn't say here. Do you know what she'd rather have it be?
I'm just thinking, knowing the Queen and the way they are in Great Britain, I think she wants it to be like with child.
Oh, like that when makes Kate, sense.
Yeah, with child. I don't think it's necessarily about the bump or what to call the baby inside there. She's just with child, right?
Okay, fair enough.
Wants it to sound more
proper. Yes. She would have to absolutely hate knocked up.
Yeah, no, she hates pregnant, but loves knocked up. Yeah.
She would hate that one, yes.
Okay, what about this, though? what about Prego or Preggers?
I like that, but the queen, no.
Yeah, no. Okay, with child.
Yeah, you call that, that's what you call your wife or your girlfriend or whatever. You don't like call some random woman that works in your office Preggers.
Well, no, that wouldn't
say,
be
hey,
your nickname.
My baby mama's knocked up or with child.
But if you walk by, you say, oh, I was talking to so-and-so today. Did you know she's Prego? You could do that. And I know it sounds kind of like, you know, like pizza sauce.
It really does when you use Prego.
But you could do it that way, but with child. Oh, did you see Jenny? She's with child. Did you hear she's with child? That sounds weird over here.
Well, I've never said that. Have you?
Yeah, because I automatically think she's holding hands or she's with a young one. Not that there's one in her belly. There's nothing better than pregnant when you look at the definition.
I always think I'm with the wrong group of people if I have to speak that way.
Yeah, what do you mean? I thought I was at Folsom Lake. You meant over the pond?
Yeah.
I'm in another country.
That's not right if I go, hey, brother, she's with child.
What's up?
You know what I mean, dude?
Shelby. Yeah, hey, did you hear about that, bro? His wife's with child.
Yeah, oh, my brother's wife's with child.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I met her old lady. Shelby, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
First-time caller.
Oh, we got to get something for a third-time caller. Well, that's the first time I've heard that.
Okay. Hi.
So I'm just calling because I know you're talking about specific words, but I'm calling about a mispronounced word that drives me insane.
Okay.
And it's when someone says irregardless, because that is not a word. It is regardless or nothing.
Yeah.
But it is not irregardless.
Adding the IR, lots of people hate that, irregardless. What
I
they should say
that,
is regardless. Yeah, I think, Joe, you're probably guilty of that.
I'm sure I am.
2-3 times a week. What about this one? Let me throw this one on you. This one kind of does bother me, and I have a stomach of steel. You could say the worst foul language in four-letter words. I'm not going to flinch. But this one kind of gets me. Coagulate.
Ooh, that's just because it's a term that when it's happening, it's gross.
It kind of is. Like, you say, oh, man. Like you could say this. You'll never believe this hot chick. She's in a thong bikini, and she's on a chair, and she's out in the sand all covered in coconut oil, and she's out there just coagulating. That's all I have to hear. And no. I'm like, whoa, Kim K, she's naked on a beach towel. Covered in baby oil, coagulating. I hear that, and I'm like, ugh. Because when I think of coagulating, what I think about is bacon that you fried and that you leave out. And then all the fat and stuff starts to harden. And it just gets just gross because it's when fluid starts to become firm.
I think of milk that's old.
Oh, see, coagulating.
That is awful.
Blah. I hate coagulate. What about this one? It's all pussy.
Oh, yeah. What? Tell them what you almost made me and Dana do the other day. You found one of those puss-popping videos on Facebook again. That was awful.
I forgot about that.
Awful. Awful, awful, awful. No human. Why? Who films that? And who puts that up there? Puss in general is an awful thing.
It's absolutely awful. But when I just hear it's all pussy. Like, you wouldn't want to cut into, like, say, a souffle or a hot apple turnover. And you're like, oh, my God, I cooked it golden brown, and then I cut into it and watched all the pus run out.
I'm going to puke.
Or
they say you'll cut into a steak every so often, and it'll be tumorized.
Yeah.
And when you cut into it, there's like cows can get tumors.
It is. It's a little encapsulated part of meat. I see them a lot. And you'll cut into it, and it's
pus will come out.
It's kind of marbly, but if you cut into it just right at the right temp, it will leak. It will slightly leak.
Oh, God.
I hate pus.
Would you eat that steak?
Again?
I mean, would you eat it if you had a little pus marble in there?
Again?
You did eat it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to waste it.
Oh,
I mean, I see
God.
It, and you're kind of like, phew. And what you have to do is talk yourself through it. You know, you're like, no, that's not pus. That's beef broth.
Did you eat that? Did you eat the pus marble?
No, I ate the beef broth.
Oh.
766-9370. John, welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good.
Okay, here's the thing. This is a word I've only encountered when I got to the West Coast 25 years ago.
Okay.
And it makes me nuts. Dude. When somebody calls me dude.
Yeah, I probably make you nuts, man.
Yeah, where are you from, dude?
Don't do that to him.
Where are you from?
New York. I'm the guy that gave you the Dodger question.
Okay, so they don't say dude on the East Coast?
Not at all.
Do they
someone
say,
calls you, dude, you punch him in the head.
No, they don't.
Yeah. What's the word out there they use? They use something else. It's like dude. They don't say dude or brother. It's something.
Well, they say bro.
No.
Yeah, they'll say bro or.
I thought it was something else.
There is something else. You're right.
I can't think of what it is right now. My buddy moved to New York. My high school friend. He's been living there forever. And when he came back, he was using that term.
I want to know what that term is.
I can't think of it right now.
Dude is nationwide. It's not. I mean, I know it's going to be more regional here. I mean, that's just. We say it all the time. This dude, that dude. Rarely do you go, oh, dude. I mean, we're grown up now. But, you know, I walked in and this dude was behind me. That's just what you say, the dude.
I've been saying brother or bro.
Yeah, that's the. Yeah,
since I was my son's age. That's when it started with me. I've been saying it my whole life.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one says bro more than Joe. Joe is a bro.
What's up, bro?
And think about this. There was a movie that had the dude, Sam Elliott. Little movie. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Big Lebowski.
He also wanted to be known as that, too. Yeah. Don't call me by my first or my last name. Call me the dude.
He was the dude.
Yep.
And he hates that. I can't believe that. Chrissy,
the
welcome.
The dude abides.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. So I can't stand it when people say, I could care less. When it's really, I couldn't care less.
I couldn't. They never add the N and the apostrophe and the T. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just lazy. And then everybody, see, Joe's defense in that has always been, well, if everyone uses it wrong and everyone knows what it means, we'll just keep going.
Oh, yeah.
That's your philosophy. Well.
That's why I keep using it wrong.
Yeah.
It's also hurtful when you tell that to someone. If you are saying to someone, I could care less. I couldn't care less. Uh-huh. You're basically saying, I don't think a thing about you or what it is you're telling me.
Stop talking because it's useless.
Yeah.
I do not like your stories.
Absolutely.
I've got one more. And this one is used by a lot of people, and this one, above pus and coagulate, bothers me like no other, and I don't know why. Do you know what it is? I've always told you. This word infuriates me.
I know the word, but I don't know why I can't think of it off the top of my head right now.
Douche.
Yes.
I hate douchebag, and I hate douche. I've never, ever, kids used it when I was little. They've used it when I got older. Douche has always been, and then it came back about 10 years ago.
It made a resurgence.
It disappeared for a long time, and then somehow, some way, kids started saying douche and D-bag, and I just, it's dumb.
I like D-bag.
I hate it. It's just, I've never used it, I've never liked it, and it's not gross, because I know what that is.
It's a cleaning product.
I've just never liked the way, oh, man, he's a douche. I've just always thought, nah, that's dumb. You got to be more descriptive. There's got to be a better descriptive word out there.
Yeah, but when it catches on with such a large amount of people,
yeah,
you know, which that one did.
It did.
Which I couldn't care less. Or I don't even know what's the proper way to say that? I couldn't care less?
I couldn't care less.
That one caught on. I could care less. Caught on with a bunch of people.
You say douche a lot, too.
I do.
And Joe's got another one that's starting to bother me, because here's the thing. I always know when Joe picks up a new word.
I get him from movies.
Well, wherever you get him. I don't know what kind of movies you're watching, because his new one is homie. Oh, hey, what's up, homie? Hey, homie.
Yeah, I love that term.
Homie. Hey, oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, homie? Yeah, homie. Everything out of Joe's mouth is homie this and homie that. And I'm like, have you been watching reruns of In Living Color? Where did you get this? Because it just popped up like 2-3 months ago, and you use it with everything.
My buddies just started using it. I don't know. I don't know where they got it either, but they started using it, and I heard it in context, and then like at night while we're playing, and I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll talk to my son, everything.
I'll talk to you on Monday, homie.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
I'll see you later, homie.
See, you know how I talk about pus?
Yeah.
That's what I get when you say homie.
Well, turn it back on me. You got it, pus.
hey, pus, I'm going to talk to you on Monday if you're not coagulated.
Sure thing, homie.
Yeah. 766-9370. We got to do one more round, as Survey Says. Plus, we got more cash coming. Another $1,000 here in 33 minutes. Hang on, please. Bob and Joe.